CDC Chief, Coronavirus Cases Across U.S. Are Plateauing. By Edwin Mora on June 19, 2020. The United States is in a better position to deal with the spike in Chinese coronavirus cases plaguing several states. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Robert Redfield indicated this week. "We have learned a great deal about #COVID-19 and across the nation cases we are plateauing," Dr. Redfield wrote on Twitter Wednesday. "There are still outbreaks, but we have a better capacity to handle them with early case identification, contact tracing, and isolation." COVID-19 refers to the disease caused by the highly contagious and lethal coronavirus. Redfield's comments came after several governors in states experiencing a rise in new COVID-19 cases asserted last week that they can handle the spike and are refusing to reimpose lockdown measures. Earlier this year, most of the U.S. shut down to hinder the spread of the virus and improve health systems' capacity to deal with COVID-19. Some public health officials warned that the demonstrations soon after the May 25 death of George Floyd would likely intensify the spread of the virus, which has disproportionately impacted minority populations. As of Wednesday, several states were seeing upward trends in newly reported coronavirus cases, but the majority were seeing a drop or a steady number of cases, data from Johns Hopkins University showed. The daily number of coronavirus-related deaths continues to drop across the United States, the COVID Tracking Project wrote on Twitter Thursday. "There is a patchwork of guidelines across the United States for reporting deaths, with some states reporting probable coronavirus fatalities, while others do not. As of Thursday, the daily number of cases reported across the country continued to increase, as states have reported nearly 27,000 new cases, the most in more than 40 days," the COVID Tracking Project also tweeted. "The number of new cases exceeded 35,000 during the peak of the pandemic in the United States in late April. On Thursday, the United States reportedly documented the second most cases in the world, after Brazil, more than 32,000.